1100 KNZZ. News you can depend on.
Good afternoon. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Investigators in Fruita are trying to figure out what caused a fire that heavily damaged the LDS church at Maple and Otley early this morning. Lower Valley Fire Chief Frank Cavalier says there was heavy smoke coming from the roof when the first crews got there around 4 o'clock. The roof eventually collapsed. Crews are still on the scene and expect to be there most of the day. The intersection of Maple and Otley is closed while crews continue their work digging through the debris, knocking down hot spots, and making sure the building is safe for investigators. An Orchard Mesa family of six is out of their home after a fire just before 12:30 this morning. Grand Junction Fire says the family was awakened by smoke and got out safely. Crews found heavy smoke coming from the attic and were able to put out the fire quickly, limiting damage to the home and personal possessions. The cause of the fire is under investigation. CDOT is just about ready to get to work replacing the five-way intersection at I-70B, First Street, and Grand. They say now is the time to start preparing for the project, slated to begin next month. Two more open houses are set this week, Wednesday from 10 until 2 outside the old Rite Aid parking lot at First and Grand, and a virtual open house via Zoom Thursday at 6 o'clock. Links are available on the CDOT Facebook page. May 3rd through the 7th is Teacher Appreciation Week. The D51 Foundation, School Board, and Teachers Union honoring teachers with their annual paper doll fundraiser. Virtual paper dolls are purchased for $10 and then sent to your favorite teacher. The money raised goes to technology for students and professional learning for D51 staff. Grand Junction's out with numbers from the annual spring cleanup, and although the numbers are impressive, total tonnage collected was down 13% compared with last year, 2,200 tons of yard waste and household items taken to the landfill. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.